Roto-Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up-to-the-minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everyone, what's going on? I want to welcome you to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast for you on this Monday. And happy to say this again, presented to you by our friends over at Fantasy Drafts. That's right, they've jumped on as the key sponsor here of the Fix. And we appreciate that. If you haven't checked out Fantasy Draft, I'll tell you what, very unique game compared to what you're seeing over at FanDuel and DraftKings, and I hope you give them a look because they're bringing a lot to the table, especially rake-free head-to-head games. I think that's something that a lot of people don't even realize they are doing, and the fact that they actually can group their head-to-head games where you play beginners or intermediates, and then obviously when you're more of an established player, you're playing against people of your own skill level. That's something that a lot of the sites aren't doing, and nobody is offering rake-free at every buy-in level. They've got it from the high stakes all the way up to, what, 10K games? So 10K head-to-head, winner takes 20, all the way down to 25-cent games for you micro-grinders. So really appreciate them jumping on board. We'll be talking about their salaries throughout the podcast as well, and hopefully you check them out. They're going to have a lot of things happening as they move later into baseball season and into football, and the site just continues to do impressive things. And their app, their mobile app, by the way, which you should download, excellent. I mean, I actually think their mobile app, that's how I like to build my lineups best. I mean, their desktop is fine, but I think they did a tremendous job in development of that mobile app. So check them out again. Use our links over on Roto-Grinders to sign up, and we also run various promos for people who do that to kind of reward you for that, and obviously you get access to our incentives material, and you're supporting somebody who is supporting us here. If you enjoy this podcast, a good way to give back to them. And hopefully, I'm talking to Steve, we'll run some fantasy draft exclusive games for people who are listeners of this show. So be on the lookout. We'll obviously let you know when we do that, and post links either in the comments section on my Twitter. But give them a shot. I'll tell you what, they're doing good things in this industry, and happy to have them aboard. This Monday, we're mainly going to be looking at, obviously, the baseball slate here today. No huge industry news to speak of right now. You're going to have a lull for a little bit. And then, you know, basically when you've got the live finals, then you'll have the NFL kind of stuff rolling out. And then it's going to get all exciting again to see what else we have moving forward. But this is a time where we're grinding our summers. Obviously, golf, PGA is something which last week, good week. Big shout out to STL Cardinals, who pinpointed an underpriced Billy Horschel in his video, and of course ended up winning the tournament. So I appreciate that, Cards. I owe you a Diet Coke next time we hang out together, buddy, because a very profitable week for myself, and he was a big reason for it. So be sure to check that out. He's got his daily fantasy foursome video. That happens, I think, on Tuesday. That usually drops here on Roto-Grinders. But let's get to this Monday slate. Again, if you've never played on Fantasy Draft, a little bit unique in the sense of they don't have positions. Now, I'm still going to break it down by positions because, obviously, people are still playing on FanDuel and DraftKings, and this podcast is for everybody who's playing daily fantasy. But I am going to bring in fantasy draft pricing and talk about the players that I really love there. But, you know, for example, catcher is such an abomination of a site or of a position. You don't really have to worry about it too much on fantasy draft unless you've got, you know, maybe, well, you know, Contreras today for the Cubs might be in play there. But more times than not, it's just infield, outfield, and utility. So no more worrying, because it's the one thing that you get frustrated by on FanDuel and DraftKings, for example, is over at first base. Like, I think they have like three first basemen for the Angels on FanDuel, or, you know, if you want to play Edwin Encarnacion and Carlos Santana, you can't on DraftKings. You got to choose which one you want. Fantasy draft, you can pick, you know, upwards of, let's see, I think that would come to, looking at it now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people at a particular position, if you wanted to. If you wanted to pick 5 first basemen, you could do that. And some people will say, oh, Dan, that's dumb. Well, no, not really. What it does is, in my eyes, is it limits the overlap that you see because it gives you more options to choose from. Like, there's so many times where we're playing a slate and it's like, I'm driven to this guy because everybody else at the position absolutely sucks. Well, you don't have that problem on fantasy drafts. So definitely, I think, again, unique in terms of the way that they're offering their game, and I like that. So, but we'll talk about position still. We're still going to mention FanDuel, DraftKings pricing as well, and obviously work in our fantasy draft. All right, let's get into it. We'll start with pitching tonight. And, you know, obviously you got 2 pitcher site on fantasy draft. So I think that, you know, today we've got Greinke as the most expensive pitcher on the slate. I don't really love that play today. I mean, I think you can go there, but he's so much more expensive than a few other options. He's $3K more on fantasy draft than you would have to pay for, say, Michael Pineda, who is, again, $3,000 less, which is a huge upgrade. And you got to pick 2 pitchers, so you need to, like, save your money unless you've got that really low dollar pitcher. And I will say there is a potential option on the cheap that we can go to today. Now, on a single pitcher site like FanDuel tonight, I think it's Pineda is the play today. Looking at this matchup versus the Royals, a pretty strong favorite. Nobody is, what, a little bit less of a favorite than Zach Greinke, but obviously doesn't have to worry about pitching in that ballpark, but also comes at a significant decrease on FanDuel. So I think he is the play on all the sites tonight as the guy I want to lock in and feel pretty comfortable with. Now, where you go with your second pitcher on fantasy draft and DraftKings is a real question, because I don't really see going kind of Greinke and Pineda as the path today. There's definitely some value out there. We're still waiting to see what the wind is going to factor in and what kind of total we have out there in Chicago today. Fantasy draft in particular, you've got the Giants really priced down. So if you wanted to, you know, kind of get a mini Giants stack, you could probably roll those 2 and still make it work. But I do want to pay up for some bats here today. So I think I'm probably going to go a little bit different. And the 2 names that stand out to me, Gerrit Cole against Atlanta. You know, this is a guy who walks in now as a road favorite. We take Freddie Freeman out of the mix, and you know, that offense really takes a step back. And Gerrit Cole is a guy who's really been pitching well. You know, had one kind of rough outing, and I only say kind of because he only gave up 2 earned runs. And that was in Arizona. Gave up 7 hits in 7 innings. Otherwise, it's been 3 hits, 1 run in 7 innings against Washington, who's an elite offense. 2 hits in 7 innings, 1 earned run against Milwaukee. 5 hits in 6 innings, 2 earned runs against Cincinnati. 7 innings, 2 hits, no runs against Chicago. On the road against St. Louis, only gave up 2 runs versus St. Louis, Chicago. Previously versus Atlanta in the second start of the year, didn't go great for him that day, probably his weakest start of the season. But the guy's just been showing a ton of consistency, pitching deep into games. And the K numbers, they're not great the last 2 games, 3 and 5. But he also had 8-7-8-8, which we will absolutely take. So he just feels like a really, really safe option that is, might be a tad bit underpriced. Now, Greinke's been good. And, you know, there's no reason to think, like, this White Sox team is suddenly going to, like, decide to hit and, you know, prevent him from continuing his hot streak, because he's been great. 8, 11, 7, 9, 11. That's his K numbers. I do feel like we're going to see some of that catch up with him in that ballpark. Last game, I mean, the home runs are still there. He's basically allowed, let's see, 5, 6, 7 home runs over his last 4 starts. So he still does give that threat of the long ball. And, you know, I just don't feel like on multiple pitcher sites he's worth the payup. So he's the guy that I'm avoiding. Now, I think the really sneaky play today, and on DraftKings, he's 6,300. On Fantasy Draft, they actually priced him up a little bit, but again, their pricing's a bit different. But he's at 12,400, and that's this Jeff Hoffman from the Rockies. He gets a spot start today against Philadelphia. And his last start against the Dodgers, he pitched really well. 5 innings, 8 Ks, only 2 walks, and 5 1/3 innings. And excellent output for that kind of salary here today. Now, obviously, we'll see what the weather bears out. In Chicago, how many Cubs you need to get in your lineups. But he's a guy that I feel pretty good about. You look at right-handed starters against the Phillies the past 30 days. The ERA just a little bit over 3, so they haven't hit righties particularly great over the last month. And his minor league numbers profile him to be decent. So I think especially like DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, if you want to get big bats in there, nobody's really going to want to roster this guy. On FanDuel on the single pitcher site, it's pretty hard to make that endorsement outside of a GPP. And even then, I don't know if he pitches deep enough in the game to really reach what you're looking for. But, you know, if you stack up the right game and they score 15 runs, doesn't matter what pitcher you usually have sometimes. So I think Hoffman's interesting today. But for me, it looks like Gerrit Cole, and it looks like the Yankees' Pineda for me as my kind of 2 starters. All right, let's run it down positionally, and we will start at the catcher spot. Again, for Fantasy Draft, there's not a lot of guys that we have to really consider using too much. One guy who does feel a little bit cheap over on Fantasy Draft, I think, is Evan Gattis today. So he's a guy that I might consider. I think he's at like 7-6, I believe, over on Fantasy Draft tonight. So he is one guy that I think can potentially be in the mix today. And, I mean, I don't play Jeff Mathis, but if you get a guy who's like 4 or 5, sometimes they've got these mega cheap guys over on Fantasy Draft where you can plug one of them in, and then next thing you know, you're kind of almost like sacrificing a spot. That's not the worst play out there. I think there's other guys out there to do that with that are a little bit pricier, that are obviously better hitters than him. But again, that's a one little Fantasy Draft trick for you. But other guys for us on FanDuel and DraftKings, considering the fact you have to play a catcher, I think Wilson Contreras against Tyson Block today. Looks like that wind is blowing out. I don't have a number on it, but we saw it just yesterday with the Milwaukee game where they, you know, had a bunch of runs scored again. And Contreras, just, you know, pretty elite versus lefties over the last couple of years. So, yeah, you know, 3.2. It's not cheap, but again, there's not a 12K pitcher in there, so you can easily fit him into your lineup. Gary Sanchez at 3.8 on FanDuel. Looks like 47 on DraftKings against Jason Vargas. Righty-lefty matchup for him. Hasn't been great last couple seasons versus lefties, believe it or not. Only a 197 average, but the ISO is at 303. So hits for a lot of power. Probably not a cash game guy. Probably more somebody that you would be using in your GPPs. If you're not playing Hoffman today, Cameron Rupp's actually been hitting the ball pretty well this season. He is at 2.7, but hard to roll him in cash, hitting so low in the order. Buster Posey today could be kind of sneaky good. He's actually been really solid hitter here this season, and if the wind's blowing out in Chicago, I'm not going to be afraid to go against John Lackey. So keep our eye on what you know, the wind kind of factors in out there, but Posey's a pay up today that you should be able to get to fairly easily. All right, let's move on to first base, and Scott Feldman's on the mound for Cincinnati. I don't think he's very good. I'm definitely interested in some of the first basemen there for Cleveland, whether it's Encarnacion or Santana. On FanDuel, you've got Encarnacion at 3-3, Santana at 3-7. It's pretty much what you're seeing on most of the sites there. Is Encarnacion's a little bit cheaper. Fantasy Draft, he's checking in at 8,100. He was at 79 the other day. I loved him at that number. I don't hate him at the 81. I don't think he's must playable or must play at that number, but I think there's a really good chance that he hits a home run here. So, I mean, you look at your alternatives that you could go to. Schwarber's at 8,400. You know, same price as Longoria. Again, remember, no positions here, so it just matters who's kind of around them. I think he kind of stands out in that price range for me, so I'll probably be playing him over on Fantasy Draft today. But I think I'm fine with him on FanDuel as well, considering the salary that we're, you know, looking at over there tonight. Also, again, Brandon Belt at 3,400. The Giants are going to be, you know, I don't say popular, but certainly a team that you're want to potentially use today. And then Chris Davis against Kyle Gibson. Man, Kyle Gibson has given up, I think, 11 extra base hits out of the 24 hits he's allowed to this Baltimore team in his career. So they've hit him pretty well. Chris Davis swinging a fairly hot stick today. So 3.9, not a gimme salary on FanDuel, but a guy who certainly could rake. Goldie gets a righty at home at 4.9. I don't see me going there against Miguel Gonzalez. I mean, he's putting up just monster numbers so far this season, but I probably might cool on him today. But man, double digits in every, and let's see, 9 of his last 10 games, he's had double-digit FanDuel points. So a lot of stuff going for him there. You're not doing it wrong with Anthony Rizzo. He's fine versus lefties, 339 WOBA. ISO down a little bit at 196, but again, if you want a Cub stack, he's certainly a name to throw in there. So yeah, that's probably where I'm going today. You know, Josh Bell, kind of intriguing too. Seems a good bit cheaper, 2,900 on FanDuel, much more expensive on DraftKings at 4,200. Fantasy Draft, again, he checks in right around that Edwin Encarnacion salary. No hits in his last two games, but was red hot before that. But I still think I'm on E5 a little bit more than him for a salary that's kind of in that same range. Moving on to second base, Fantasy Draft play for you. Over at the infield could be Joe Panik. Joe Panik is 5,600 over there in a matchup potentially with the wind blowing out. So again, all these infielders and pretty much all these guys for the Giants really cheap. Crawford at 66. I love Denard Span if he leads off today at 6,600. So all those guys on Fantasy Draft, absolutely. So Joe Panik could definitely be a one of those cheap punts that I was telling you about. Guys, other guys, and I don't hate him on other sites. I mean, he's only 2,500 on FanDuel, 2,800 on DraftKings. So assuming he cracks the lineup today, if he's near the top with the wind blowing out, he could turn into a plug and play on every site. Javier Baez today versus a lefty. Again, people don't really like to take him because we'll see if Ian Happ ends up getting a start because he's second base eligible as well. I don't know that he will. So Baez today, 2,800 on FanDuel, little bit more expensive on DraftKings, probably more of a FanDuel play. Brian Dozier, he's another guy on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft I don't mind. He's 44 on DraftKings, and I think he checks in at like 8-3 or so on Fantasy Draft tonight against Ubaldo Jimenez. So pretty good salary on him. Let's see. Peraza was not didn't do us too bad yesterday. I believe he ended up 21 FanDuel points, a triple, stolen base. Josh Tomlin's kind of ho hum. 2,400, pretty cash game playable on FanDuel at that salary. 3,800 on DraftKings, probably not looking there. Another kind of pay up here is Jose Altuve. He's going against Fulmer, who I know was really good last season, but I think, you know, so maybe they're starting to figure him out. You know, last start versus Baltimore gave up 10 hits, still wound up getting the win despite that. Two games prior gave up 8 hits to Oakland. Now, he did pitch 8 innings. He is going fairly deep. Not a gas can. I don't see me going too heavy with Houston today, but Altuve, anytime he's under 4K, I get a little bit interested in him. All right, let's go into third, where we've got Chris Bryant tonight with the wind blowing out. Looks like an excellent play for us today. Had a couple of home runs yesterday. Tyson Block, young pitcher, actually pitched well his last time out versus the Dodgers, but not overpowering stuff by any measure. So if the wind's blowing out, he is going to be very chalky. But this is another kind of fantasy draft fun thing you can do is, you know, you've got a lot of really good plays here at this position, and you're not relegated to taking only one of them, because Manny Machado versus Kyle Gibson, we got to see if he's in the lineup. He actually got hit by a pitch, got x-rays after the game, did stay in the game, so I think there's a good chance he does play. But again, Kyle Gibson, definitely a guy who can give up a ton of runs. Jake Lamb's been crazy hot lately at 4-3. I still like Bryant better than him, but I've got, you know, no issue going there. If you want to kind of differentiate a little bit in your lineup, Miguel Sano versus Ubaldo Jimenez, a little bit cheaper. Again, all these third base really feels like a spend up spot, but you know, this guy just continues to rake and get it done. It's pretty much a hit every game, it seems. So don't hesitate to use him at all tonight. And that's probably it. I don't love Longoria today. I mean, he got his yearly home run against CC Sabathia. I think that was yesterday. Isn't that when that happened? Seems to always happen for Evan Longoria, but I'm probably paying up for those guys today at third base. Moving on to shortstop, Frankie Lindor tonight. Really like him. 357 wOBA, 296 average, and a 178 ISO versus righties the last two seasons. 3,600 over on FanDuel. Looks like he's 46 on DraftKings. Fantasy draft, he's checking in at 9K. That's not an overprice at all, but see, I don't really love stacking that much on fantasy draft either. Not usually a strategy that I'm using too often there, but he's a guy that, you know, if you want to use one of your infield positions, you can. But I like him more as a, you know, have to find a shortstop to use today. The value option could be Brandon Crawford. Again, kind of talked about him a little bit earlier. Not much to pay up for at this spot. I mean, Correa gets a righty in Fulmer, and he's, you know, really hit that handedness of pitcher well. 370 the wOBA for him against righties, but at 4K tonight, I think I'd rather go save 400 and probably roll Lindor out there. But he's not the worst option on the board. Addison Russell against Tyson Block, another guy, pretty good numbers versus lefties. Was looking at the number. I think he's got 11 home runs in the last 80 at-bats. Does that sound right? I'll have to double-check on that one. But he wasn't that far less. He didn't have that few, that much less than, excuse me, man, can't talk this morning, than Chris Bryant. So against the lefty, Tyson Block at the wind blowing out, 3.2K, a reasonable salary there. If you like BVP, Zach Cozart is probably your BVP play of the day. Really good numbers against Josh Tomlin. And he's been really hot. He's got hits in, oh, it's going to be a large number here to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 of his last 14 games. So, you know, feels like an expensive number to pay. But in a positive matchup, no problem there. He's priced up a little bit on fantasy drafts, so probably not using him there. All right, let's get to the outfield spot where we've got David Peralta, still way too cheap on FanDuel, and I feel like fantasy draft as well. DraftKings, he's fine. FanDuel at 31, DraftKings, though, 45, and then fantasy draft, he checks in under 9K, and this guy, 4 for 5 the other night with 3 runs scored, 2 for 4 with a home run the game prior, even had a pinch hit. Single, I believe it was yesterday. So, yeah, David Peralta against Miguel Gonzalez, hitter's ballpark, absolutely. The other outfielders in that game, Grigor Blanco, if he continues to lead off, you can roll him out there as a punt. I mean, he's 6K on fantasy draft, 2,300 on FanDuel, 3K on DraftKings, but he's not really good. I mean, you're really doing it to get expensive pitching or other hitting. I don't know if you need to do it today on I don't know if you need to do it today. I think there's probably other options that we can go to. Maybe my favorite play of the day, and again, I used both these guys yesterday, and it's weird because I feel like I'm chasing the Dongs, which, let's You know, you don't have to tweet me chasing the dongs. I know. I know it sounds bad, but you know what I mean. Ben Zobrist, Carlos Gonzalez, 3K, 2.9 on FanDuel. And Cargo on Fantasy Draft is sitting at, I believe it's 7.2. And this is a guy who is starting to get hot, was ice cold to start the year, and now has hits in 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of his last 9 games, including a home run last game. And he's what, back-to-back games with 2 walks, getting on base, doing his thing against Jared Eichhoff. Absolutely fine with him tonight. So roll him out in your lineups at 2.9 and 7.2 on Fantasy Draft. Ben Zobrist still too cheap against Tyson Block again. I'm fine with him on both those sites. On Fantasy Draft, he's checking in because I got him in my mock lineup here at 7,800. So, yeah, you get guys under 8. See, I kind of looked at that 8K range on Fantasy Draft like the 3K range on FanDuel. So that's maybe a little bit of context for you. If they're, you know, over 8K, then they're probably over 3K on FanDuel. I don't know if that's the right math on there, but that's the math in my head. So there you have it. Other plays for us here in this game. If you want a sneaky value, Bradley Zimmer, the youngster for Cleveland. He doesn't profile for necessarily having huge power or anything like that, but against Scott Feldman, could be a part of a Cleveland stack for you tonight. The payups for me in the outfield, looking at my lineups, let's see. I'm actually not paying up a lot. I'm paying up more on the infield. Mark Trumbo, that's a guy that I really like. He is really starting to get hot here, and he's actually infield, outfield eligible on Fantasy Draft, but 6 hits over his last 2 games. The one thing we know about Trumbo is when he gets hot, you play him, and he is absolutely getting hot. And when it's a matchup versus a guy like Kyle Gibson, you feel pretty good about that one. So I think Trumbo, 3-6 on FanDuel, 4,600 on DraftKings. Certainly not a value on DraftKings, but I think he's cash game playable on FanDuel and Fantasy Draft tonight. Charlie Blackman over against Eichhoff, he's fine, just a little bit pricey. I don't know if I see him making my builds today, because I'm probably spending on more of those infield or first base positions than I am some of these outfielders. A guy like Billy Hamilton, we saw it yesterday. Not a great history versus Josh Tomlin first time I looked, but I mean, he's been double digits in, 5 straight games, FanDuel scoring. And if he gets on base, it's like stolen base is just waiting to happen. So 3,800 there. Let's see. On Fantasy Draft, he is 9,300. On DraftKings, 4,700. So, you know, he's certainly price is factored in there. And then we got, I don't know. I mean, is Mike Trout going to go down as the greatest hitter in baseball history? I know that sounds crazy. I know it really does. But dude, just every time he steps to the plate, he makes it look easy. I mean, it's insane. It's like there's no way to pitch to this guy where you feel good about yourself. And oh, by the way, he steals bases and is just the best. I think he's the best baseball player I've ever seen. I'm almost 38 years old. He's the best baseball player I've ever seen. And obviously Barry Bonds was pretty great in his heyday, and Barry Bonds turned into a roided up freak who was unbelievable, but never seen anything like Mike Trout. And he's just locked in right now. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 home runs over his last 10 games. Is that good? I think that's good. It's not like he even hits in like a home run friendly park. I mean, geez, guy's just amazing. So he's expensive though. You know, 5.2 on FanDuel. Obviously, if you're punting at pitcher, you could make that work. But 5.2 there, 5,500, and on Fantasy Draft, 10.8. I don't really see him cracking my lineups over there here today. That's kind of it. I mean, I'm fine again. Keep your eye on that weather out there in Chicago. If you want to know my stacks for today, again, this kind of subject to change with notice at the 6 o'clock XM show. But I think the Orioles are an interesting stack against Kyle Gibson today. I mean, highest team total. I guess that's not going out on a limb at all. And then obviously you got both San Francisco and the Cubs, I think, are interesting tonight. And I think Cleveland. There's my under-the-radar one today against Scott Feldman tonight. You know, Kipnis, Lindor, E5, Brantley, Zimmer, even Chisenhall. He's been pretty good so far this season. That's kind of my off-the-radar play for stacks tonight. So there you go. That's the rundown. Not a full slate for us, but still enough games. Keep our eye on the weather. Speaking of weather, huge congrats to Kevin Roth. You know, got the old engagement taken care of this weekend, so make sure you send him a congrats on that. Before we get out of here, I got another sponsor to say thank you to, and of course, those are the people over at Blue Apron. That's right. Great sponsor here, the Daily Fantasy Fix. And if you don't know what Blue Apron does as well, they send you food to make meals. And it's easy, it's convenient. And more than anything, too, because we've got busy lifestyle, is find yourself eating a bunch of crap out there. You know, fast food, it tastes good maybe sometimes, but it's not really good for you. If you're trying to slim down, hey, Blue Apron's a great way to kind of get on that schedule of this is what I'm going to eat this week, and it's affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron will deliver the seasonable recipes, pre-portioned ingredients right to your house so you can make some home-cooked meals, and it's easy. All the meals come with a step-by-step ingredient recipe card with the pre-portioned ingredients. Preparation takes 40 minutes or less, and it's a guaranteed freshness guarantee coming to you as well. And they're very flexible. They've got several delivery options that kind of fit your need. There's no weekly commitment, so you only get deliveries when you want. If you're going out of town for work and you're like, hey, I'm not going to be around to cook, or you know, my wife's not going to be around to cook, then whatever the case may be, you don't have to get it that week. But I'll tell you what, it's great to be able to sit down and have those home-cooked meals when, let's face it, like more and more people are not doing that. Sometimes it's good to have that family time, and Blue Apron kind of allows you to do that. Some of the recipes they have coming up this week, they've got beef teriyaki stir fry, sugar snap peas, lime rice, baked spinach and egg flatbread with sauteed asparagus and lemon aioli, crispy salmon with roasted potato salad, pickled mustard seeds, and creme fraiche sauce. So that's just some of the stuff that they've got on the menu. So check them out. I'll tell you what, the reason why you should is because you can check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free. That's right, with free shipping. So you can just kind of try it out and see what you think. So go to blueapron.com/fantasyfix. That's blueapron.com/fantasyfix. You'll love how good it feels, tastes, and it is to create home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. blueapron.com/fantasyfix. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. So that does it for me. I am out of here. Again, back on XM tonight. I want to thank Fantasy Draft. Check them out. Go through our links on Roto Grinders. Get our access to our premium content there as well. And hey, take me on in a rake-free head-to-head. Why don't you do that? Okay? See? We're all winners in that, right? So check them out. I think you'll enjoy their site, and we'll be talking about them a lot more moving forward. Thanks again for listening. Back again tomorrow. Dan Bach for Roto Grinders. Good luck tonight, and we will see you.